murderers decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I'm Noel TV.
And I am Danny.
And this week I was shocked to discover.
I was not shocked because I knew this happened.
Like, how she knew this, I really don't understand, because like every single time we've talked about art history, she's never ever told me that the Mona Lisa was once stolen. So.
I thought you knew.
By who? Because the only art thieves and jewelry thieves I know are the Pink Panthers.
It was stolen once, and then it was vandalized once with, I think they poured acid on it, if I remember correctly.
So we don't have a Mona Lisa, guys. What's the use of spending millions on something that was repainted?
No, it's just a corner. You can if you go to the Louvre, you can still see where it was damaged. Mm. They didn't repaint it. Okay. It's now behind lots of security, though.
Doubt it's the real one, but anyway.
Today we are going behind the tape and into the crime scene of one of the most simplistic yet stunning heists in history. Everyone is familiar with the Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. Is she smiling? Is she not? Do her eyes follow you around the room, or are you just paranoid? She's one of the most famous and recognizable images of the world, but this 500-year-old lady only gained her worldwide fame a little over 100 years ago when she went missing.
Or he. Because there's theories that Mona Lisa was a guy that was actually painted, and it was his gay lover, but then he painted him with hair and stuff.
I didn't know that.
She doesn't look very feminine, so I believe it. And you know me and conspiracy theories, hey, like I'm there 100% for conspiracy theories. So the fact that this might not be a woman, and the fact that this might be a man, like I believe.
I have no energy today to fight you. So the painting is obviously the Mona Lisa. The artist is Leonardo da Vinci. It was painted between the years 1503 and 1506, and it is currently at the Louvre Museum in Paris, France. So the Mona Lisa, and this is a description of it. I don't actually understand half these art terms, but if you're an artist, have fun. The Mona Lisa is a half-length, considered an archetypal masterpiece of Italian Renaissance. It has been described as the best known and most visited and most written about, the most sung about, the most
parodied
work of, I was like, that's not paranoid. Parodied work of art in the world. The painting's novel qualities include the subjects. Do you see these big art words?
The subject's enigmatic.
Thank you. Expression, the monumentality of the composition, the subtle modeling of the forms, and the atmospheric illusionism. Whatever that means.
He or she.
It is worth over $870 million.
Never in my life, if I touched 870, would I buy a painting.
There are several theories on who the person in the painting is.
A man.
Okay. So we're going to get straight into the heist, and we're going to travel back to the scene of the crime, which was Paris, 1911. An Italian man by the name of Vincenzo Perugia.
You did well with that one.
Is it right?
I'm sure it's Perugia.
Okay. Was hired to create protective glass cases for the works at the Louvre Art Museum. While working there, he took a break and purchased a book on Italian artwork stolen by Napoleon Bonaparte. As a fierce patriot, Vincenzo was infuriated that such treasures were taken from his homeland. It was then that he decided to take matters into his own hands by reuniting the Italian artwork with its country of origin, and he began to conspire. Once his work at the Louvre was completed, Vincenzo put his plan into action. He would strike on Monday, August 21st, 1911. Now, sources differ as to how Vincenzo entered the museum. Some say that it was he joined a typically busy Sunday afternoon crowd and spent the night in a supply closet and waited until the next morning, while others say that he just entered on Monday morning by following some workers. Either way, he was in the museum on that Monday as planned. At this time, the Louvre was closed on Mondays. However, that didn't mean the museum was empty, as it was when the staff, such as maintenance workers and curators, could get to work without the public getting in the way. This provided the perfect opportunity for Vincenzo to nab the piece of Italian history without thousands of eyes on him. According to Vincenzo, he had not decided which artwork he was going to take before he acted. He had contemplated works by several Italian artists, but he ultimately decided on the Mona Lisa on the morning of the job due to its size, as it was more manageable to get out.
Yeah.
And it's quite small compared to other Italian pieces in the museum. I mean, I've been to an art museum in Germany, and there are pieces that are like from floor to ceiling. I don't want to know how long it took to paint them. If that was the in the water, both Jack and Rose and several other people would have been able to survive by lying on top of it.
Wow. The fact that you brought the Titanic into this.
You know what? I don't even know how I got there. My brain is just on some other level today. The largest of works actually in the museum was 30 feet tall.
You was not going to get out with that one.
No, I'm 5'4". So that's basically six of me.
That means I'm like 5'6", 7".
You know, I don't understand.
You are delusional. People know. Jeez.
Please, Nolene is.
Please stop right there, because you're about to shorter than me. True.
Please.
We the same height. Fine, I'm 5'4".
Okay, that I'll go with.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, I can't. I can't with you. Now, Vincenzo may have seemed like a righteous man reclaiming works of art which had been stolen from his homeland, but Vincenzo actually made a mistake in his selection of the Mona Lisa. If he sought vengeance for artwork stolen from Italy by Napoleon, well, the Mona Lisa was never stolen.
But how did he get there?
So, Da Vinci spent the last few years of his life living in the French court during the reign of King Francis I. When Da Vinci died in 1519, King Francis took ownership of the artwork left in the studio, which included the Mona Lisa.
Stolen.
Meaning the painting that Vincenzo chose for his infamous heist had actually been in France for 250 years before Napoleon was even born.
Crazy, right?
So, yeah. Nevertheless, Vincenzo had made his decision, and now was the time to act. Dressed in a white smock to blend in with the standard uniform of the museum workers, Vincenzo made his way into the gallery where the Mona Lisa was displayed at the time. His previous work at the museum proved crucial, as Vincenzo had actually fitted the art piece with its protective glass. Because of this, he was able to swiftly remove the piece from the wall. Now, this is where it seems Vincenzo must have had help, because the entire unit weighs over nearly 200 pounds. I don't know how many kilograms that is, but that's heavy. Two Italian brothers, Vincenzo, a different Vincenzo, and Michele Lancelotti, have been mentioned as co-conspicuators. He successfully gained possession of the artwork and whisked it away to a nearby stairwell. There he dumped the frame and the glass, leaving him with the original 18-pound painting. To cover up his new treasure, Vincenzo tucked the Mona Lisa under his white smock, readying for his escape. He made his way down the staircase to the door at the bottom, which required a key to open, which was not a problem since Vincenzo had already thought of this and it came equipped with the necessary key. However, when he went to unlock the door, the key didn't work. At this point, Vincenzo was trapped in the stairwell. Panicking, he tried to use a screwdriver to remove the door knob when suddenly a plumber passed by. Now, this obviously, he probably thought this is the end of the road. I'm going to get caught.
Yeah.
But to his surprise, the plumber actually offered to help open the door with his key and some pliers. And Vincenzo just told the man that the doorknob was missing. The plumber later noted that he assumed Vincenzo was just another employee because he was wearing the white smock. Once the door was open, Vincenzo made his way through the across the court, passed through another gallery before heading towards the main entrance where he escaped. Now outside, it is believed that Vincenzo removed the white smock, wrapping it around the painting, chucked the doorknob into the street, and made his way to the train station, boarding a 7:47 a.m. express train out of Paris. Now, you would think that a prize item such as the Mona Lisa would be noticed missing quite quickly and alarms raised immediately. But that wasn't the case with the Mona Lisa, as she was not as famous as she is today. In fact, it's the kidnapping of her that actually is now accredited to her worldwide fame. According to art history professor Noah Chani, whichever artwork Vincenzo had stolen would have become the most famous painting in the world. So it was actually just because he stole it that the Mona Lisa is so famous.
Yeah.
That being said, the Mona Lisa was hailed a Renaissance masterpiece by those in the art world, but at the time, to the broader public, she was nothing special. So, she was so low-key, it took them 28 hours to realize she was missing, and it wasn't even a museum staff member that noticed. It was another artist who was visiting the museum the next day to capture the general scene of the gallery. He got himself ready to start painting when he noticed something wasn't quite right and noticed the Mona Lisa was missing, and in her place was four bare hooks. Assuming the painting was had been taken for photographs for a museum, they were like doing this project where they were photographing all the artwork in the museum. So he just kind of assumed that the Mona Lisa had been taken. So he went to a nearby guard and asked for the status of the painting. And when the guard went down to check on the painting, it was discovered that she was not with the photographers and that she was in fact missing, and this ignited the international scandal. Immediately, the French police jumped into action looking for witnesses and any potential leads as to where the painting could have gone. One of the witnesses claimed to have seen a man board a train with a poorly wrapped picture under his arm. People carrying any sort of packages came under police suspicion in the days following the theft, and there were checkpoints set up on roads out of Paris where cargo was checked, and even boats and trains leaving the country were also searched for signs of the painting. The list of rumored suspects ranged from average working people all the way to famous thieves and even Picasso himself. Imagine Picasso stealing Da Vinci's work. That would have been so cool.
That would have been so cool.
Yet nothing turned up, again proving that the Mona Lisa was not the star that she is today. The Washington Post ran a story of the theft but published the wrong photo.
Wow.
They actually published Da Vinci's work called the Mona Vanna, which is a very similar painting, but not the Mona Lisa. The only real clue left behind by Vincenzo was a single fingerprint left on the glass frame, which he discarded in the stairwell. However, for that to prove useful, French officials would have needed to match it to someone who they had on file, and none of the 257 museum employees at the time matched. So obviously, because he wasn't working there anymore, his fingerprints weren't part of the system. Stuff, yeah. Without any clues, the trail ran cold. After a week-long shutdown, the Louvre actually finally reopened to the public, who flocked to see the bare spot where the Mona Lisa once hung. For 2 years, police were unsuccessful at locating the painting. So where in the world did the painting go, and how did Vincenzo keep it under wraps for so long? Believe it or not, Vincenzo never even left Paris.
Hectic.
He actually took her home with him to a boarding house where he was staying. He initially kept her in a cupboard before moving her under a stove.
Oh my goodness.
Finally placing her in a trunk with a false bottom.
Is this how you treat art, sir?
You steal the Mona Lisa and we are putting her under a stove.
I'm confused. Is this like he's put it here and then the stove was on top, or is it like in a cupboard underneath where the stove was?
I think this is a stove and we put it on the floor. The Mona Lisa.
Well, I guess it wasn't famous at that time.
I don't care. It's still a piece of art from the 1500s. You're not putting it on the floor under a stove. And you're cooking on that stove. You imagine the heat.
That's why I say, is it even the real one? Because imagine the damage that would have come on this thing.
No, I know. That's,
the oil spills.
At the moment, the Mona Lisa is in such... You can't take photos of it. It's in such dull lighting. It's in this huge glass. It is so protected at the moment.
What if it's the fake one, then?
No, I don't know.
Because can you imagine under this man's stove,
for
like
years,
nothing spilt on it, and then under a trunk, no damage.
It was said that Vincenzo would keep a postcard of the Mona Lisa on his mantle as a cheeky hint to the incredible treasure stowed away in his room. Vincenzo then attempted to sell the Mona Lisa. At his trial, he insisted that he would have only sold it to someone in Italy. But with the media frenzy and the piece being now in the news, he presumably kept it for so long because if he had sold it straight away, he would have been caught.
Yeah.
However, Vincenzo must have grown tired of his secret and finally decided to cut a deal. He reached out to an art dealer in Florence, Italy, with a letter offering to sell him the now incredibly famous artwork. He assured the dealer of the authenticity of the piece and offered him a 25% discount on the price if he made sure the piece was displayed in a public gallery in Italy. He signed it Leonardo. I just don't have words.
As if the man's still alive at this point.
Anyway, the art dealer, along with a director from a famous gallery in Florence, believed the letter to be a fake. But on December the 10th, 1913, Leonardo, a.k.a. Vincenzo, showed up unannounced in Florence to call on them. Leonardo asked the art dealer to come to his hotel to view the piece for himself. They agreed, bringing along the gallery director. The two men watched as Vincenzo took item after item out the trunk, believing him less and less. Finally, Vincenzo removed a false bottom in the trunk, and before the eyes beneath a red silk cloth was the Mona Lisa in all her glory. The gallery director examined the piece by comparing it to a photograph and noted the Louvre stamp and the item number on the back, ultimately confirming its authenticity. The men agreed to give Vincenzo his 500,000 francs, but told him that the artwork needed further authentication back at the gallery. The Mona Lisa and the trio then made their way to the gallery, and where it was confirmed that this was in fact the real deal.
Yeah.
The two men convinced Vincenzo to leave her in their care while they got approval for his well-deserved patriotic reward. He was delighted with himself and made his way back to his hotel, where he was arrested shortly after.
Stupid guy.
No,
like,
honestly. Like, did you not think you were going to be arrested?
Let's just keep it and then we're going to... Really?
Now armed with the name, police in Paris were finally able to search and find fingerprints on file that had been collected from previous minor offences, and it was a solid match to the prints found on the glass more than 2 years earlier. After 28 months, the Mona Lisa had finally been recovered and her kidnapper identified. Vincenzo pleaded guilty to the crime, stating, "I repeat that I took the picture with a set idea that haunted me for a long time to return it to Italy. I have nothing to add." He was originally sentenced to a year in prison, but an appeal shortened it to just 7 months. But he was actually released almost immediately, as he'd been in jail awaiting trial for that amount of time already. On January 4th, 1914, the Mona Lisa was reinstated in the Louvre, marking the beginning of her famous career as one of the most known works of art at the museum. While this case in Vincenzo might have been forgotten by time, the impact of the Italian patriots' actions are greater than he could have possibly imagined, with millions of people visiting the Louvre every year to get a glimpse of the Mona Lisa, who without Vincenzo may have been destined to a dimly lit corner of the museum, and just like that, history was made. Yeah.
So this is why this painting is famous.
Because it got stolen.
By a stupid guy.
Yes.
Who gladly walks away from a place. You leave the thing that they're paying for with them.
Okay, but technically...
And you walk away.
He didn't even... He basically served hardly any time. And he got his 500,000 francs.
Yeah.
And I mean, he did steal something out the Louvre.
Did he get his 500 francs? 5,000 francs?
Yeah, he got paid them. I don't actually... Maybe they took it away.
I don't think they paid him. They told him we'll pay you, and then he got arrested straight after.
Oh, that's also true. But I mean, you successfully stole something from the Louvre.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Louvre. You successfully, and then you're dumb enough. You are successful enough that you can put a postcard on the Mona Lisa on your little cabinet to tease the fact that you have it there.
Mm.
And then guess what? You get caught because you're an idiot. That's all
I don't think
say.
He could have ever sold it successfully.
No,
unless he did it on the black market.
You know what? The only thing is, you know how it wasn't missed for 28 hours? Mm. Like, it took 28 hours to find out that it was missing.
Mm.
If you had sold it in that 28 hours...
Done.
To someone on the black market, mm. done.
Yeah.
Because then, that's before now the painting is famous.
Yeah.
The problem was the painting was so now well known.
But then, because it wasn't famous, he wouldn't have been able to sell it for much.
But, no, but that's the thing. Not to an ordinary person, yeah. but they did say that it was still a masterpiece for the Renaissance age. Like, yeah. to art collectors, okay, it yeah. was still
yeah.
something of value. So, on the black market, he could have made money. Stupid. He should have sold it in the first 20,000. No, dumb.
Ah, oh, man. You single-handedly...
robbed the Louvre.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Yeah.
A whole Louvre
what
museum.
What an anti-climax.
No, honestly, this is disappointment. Ew. Vincenzo, what were you thinking? And I mean, it is still a Da Vinci work.
Mm.
I mean, he's one of the greatest painters mm. of all time. You know what? I can't even. We love good thieves, but not thieves that get caught.
No. Because then, like, all your hard work was for nothing.
For nothing.
Just to go to jail for 7 months.
And it was so simplistic. That's what makes it so brilliant. Yeah. He didn't even come down on, you know, like harnesses
no.
in the middle of the night, mm. you know, with...
dodging the laser.
No.
Like nothing.
He was in a maintenance
the
man.
The people offered to help him open to get the painting.
Hi, guys. No. Okay, well, that is it for this week. We hope you enjoyed. Mr. Vincenzo, you've broken our hearts.
Amen.
But from now until next time.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Like what you're listening to? Follow Active FM on all social media platforms. On Facebook, it's / Active FM Online Radio. On Instagram, at Active FM 777. On YouTube, Active FM. And on Twitter, at Active FM.